You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Isang magandang-magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Sabado na naman po at syempre sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama ninyo Annalyn Violat at tampok nating panauhin sa ating programa ngayong umaga ang dalawa sa mga aktor na kasama sa pelikulang Australiano na Survive and Die. Kasama natin sa programa si Felino Doloso at si Rico Banderas. Pabatiin muna natin sila. Magandang umaga sa inyo. Good morning.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
Si Rico, hindi ko matandaan kung marunong mag-Tagalog.
Konti lang.
Konti lang. Nakasama namin kayo sa programa 2 years ago.
Tama.
Sa Adventures of a Happy Man. O, Happy Homeless Man.
Tama. Uh-oh. 2 years ago po yun.
Balikan natin yan at syempre alamin natin ang mga pinagkaabalahan ninyong dalawa for the last 2 years. At syempre pag-uusapan natin ang detalye ng pelikulang Survive and Die na kasama sa ACTA, Film Fest nitong September.
Tama po. Uh-oh. So screening na po this September. Part ng ACTA, Australian Arts Cinema and Film Awards.
Itama natin yan. Australian Academy Cinema Television Arts Film Festival.
Yes, tama.
Yan. At sa mga oras na ito, sa bahagi ng Melbourne, alam natin na ang mga kababayan natin, ang mga Australiano ay siguro abala na ngayon pumipila sa cinema. Dahil ngayong araw na to ang showing sa Melbourne ng Survive and Die. Tama, Felino?
Tama po. Tama. 10:30 po ngayong umaga sa Melbourne Nova Cinema sa Carlton. At tapos Sydney next weekend sa Sabado po sa Event Cinema sa Bondi Junction, 12:30. And then Brisbane po the weekend after.
23rd.
Yes.
Mamaya-maya, babalikan natin ang mga detalye niyan. Fiesta Kultura sa bahagi ng Sydney at sabi nga ni Felino off-air, siya ay pupunta na dahil libre. Siguro sa ating mga kababayan, lalo na dito sa bahagi ng Sydney, mas matutuwa sila at mas marami na ngayon ang pupunta sa Fiesta Kultura dahil libre siya. Mas ma-enjoy na ang pagkain ng mga Filipino food, Felino.
Tama. I'll spend all my money dun sa barbecue, tsaka lechon, tsaka yung puto bumbong, yung mga desserts.
Because you miss it for the past few years.
Tama, uh-oh. Yes.
Pero hindi yung fiesta ang pag-uusapan natin, Felino. Okay. That's okay. Why you're here. At tsaka syempre kasama natin si Rico Banderas. Pero bago natin pag-usapan ang detalye ng Survive or Die, alamin muna natin, Felino, you've been an actor for the past how many years?
Over 10 years na. I think over 10, 15 years. On and off, independent and mainstream theater, film and TV.
In 2016, you did The Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man. Kumusta naman ang naging resulta nun?
It was a great great results. Yung film na yon, it went international to international film festivals. Received great reviews from critics internationally. So, well received. So I think yung director Siddiqui, he's still got plans for it, we'll be working together again with Dicky as well. We've got another project coming up. So.
Enrico, you've also been part of The Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man, isn't it?
Yes, I was in there.
Yes. From Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man, now you're back together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes we're inseparable, sometimes.
But in your acting career, Rico, how has it been going from the last time that we had you here?
Oh, just had a few scattered projects every now and then, like being called back with some old contacts. They were bringing me back for a couple web series, like Atomic Kingdom with Lily Chang, and
the play.
There's another. Did some theater as well with
Capesang Talis.
The story of Capesang Talis. That's going to be showing again.
In November?
Yes, in November. It was called back because we had our first showing, and I guess it was so successful that they were like, the community reached out to us like, "Oh, can you bring us back? Like, can we sort this out?" And then, like, they just came to us. It came to our director Ferdinand Mano, and they coined the idea. Like, are you guys willing to return to reprise your roles? And we thought,
you as Jose Rizal.
Yes. Any excuse to play Jose Rizal is a good excuse.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Why not be a national hero?
Why not?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great role.
And we were talking off air now, although there are several Filipino actors existing in Sydney and Melbourne and maybe in other parts of Australia, we still need more, isn't it?
Yeah, tama. Kailangan natin mga Pinoy actors, yung mga to get into theater, stage work, film and TV. Talagang there's so much talent out there. We just need to let them shine. Actors, writers as well, and directors, you know, behind the scenes. We need Filipino creatives that will tell stories about their experiences here in Australia, and you know, and their life. It needs to be told. It's such a rich stories to be shared, I think, in this country, positive stories. So we need everyone to just, you know, start opening up and come out of the woodwork.
And just like present your different perspectives, like how, when you write, show us how you see the world differently compared to a true blue Australian writer. Like, your experiences will have differed whether you were born in the Philippines or you came here, like however the circumstances, you've probably got a unique story to tell or a unique way of looking at things. So please, you know.
Yeah, because I know Philippine cinema and movies has started in the 50s.
Mm.
Yes, like it's way, way ahead before even Australia had their first movie, I think.
Yeah, the classic, you know, mga Pinoy films, well received as well internationally, like great films. And then, so I think we have stories that can, you know, be equal to that now in this generation. We just need to encourage the new generation, you know, the writers, the directors, producers, to just start making quality films.
What I really want to see is just, like, when you think of Philippine cinema, let us break out from just the average sitcom, the rom-com.
Yeah.
Like, but we're so much more than that.
Like, but the rom-com is just recent. The classic Filipino movies before are great, great movies.
Yes.
So,
yeah. I mean, rom-coms are great. It's funny. It's done right. It's beautiful.
We shouldn't be a one-note identity when it comes to thinking about Philippine cinema.
No. We need the 50s cinemas, the classic cinemas. That's where I think the world needs to see that. Yeah.
Well, from the Filipino perspective.
We have a colorful history. We've had a turbulent, you know, kind of
past.
Yeah. So, you know, take inspiration from that. We've got plenty of stories. We've got, you know, blood.
Yeah, we're the real life on the survivors.
And hopefully Survive or Die will bring us to the next level. But
yes,
before we really talk about the details of Survive or Die, ilan po munang paalala. Magbabalik tayo kasama si Felino Doloso at Rico Banderas. Tayo po ay nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at bago natin makausap muli si Felino at si Rico, narito po muna ang maiksing, sabi nga ay audio mula sa trailer ng Survive or Die.
Captain, are you sure this is Australia?
Yes.
So where's everyone?
You wanna land where there's people? Then you catch a plane!
This trip is doomed.
These people pay us money to bring them here.
What happens to them?
They are disposable.
And we double-cross them.
And it's gonna be big pain.
We've been lost from the beginning. You didn't think you should tell us?
Australia! Australia! Australia!
Kenya!
No matter what happens, no matter how hard things become, you stay alive.
This land is going to eat you! Your bones will become its blood!
And tell them how good Australia is. A land of milk and honey.
Yan po ang bahagi o maikling bahagi ng trailer ng Survive or Die. Yung I'm Gonna Get You, that's you, Felino. Tama?
Oo, tama. Me trying to be scary.
Why do you always sound so mean? You're so angry.
Survive or Die. You started shooting last year? Early last year?
Yes. I think they started shooting December the year before, and then into June or July.
A lot of the establishing ensemble cast scenes started like November, December
2016.
Then the bulk of the project took place like across 2017.
Yes.
And,
Survive or Die, Filipino, you're one of the lead star. Yeah. It's the first time that a Filipino-Australian is one of the lead stars.
Yes, tama. So with this film, along with an actress named Hawa Barnes, African heritage, she's lead. So, and Pinoy lead, and Rico is a major support as well in it. So multicultural cast shining in this film.
Mm. And all of the film was shoot in Australia?
Yes, tama. So, Sydney, all over Sydney, outside Sydney towards Canberra, the Blue Mountains towards the desert part of country New South Wales. Everywhere. Part, yeah.
Because there's iba-iba to, may tubig, you shoot sa ocean, tama. And then one scene or a few scenes sa desert.
Yes, tama. Desert, out in the ocean. We went out, way out in the ocean, in the rough seas. And great locations, great film locations. Yeah,
even before, like, our call sign, our call sheets to film, like, our directors, like, Daniel Okadua and Mike Kang.
Yes.
They just go out in advance, really just seeking out locations. They found some beautiful spots. There's a glowworm tunnel. Looks fantastic.
It's not just a multicultural movie. It also features the unseen, some of the unseen parts of Sydney in particular.
Yeah, I guess it looked, the setting is supposedly in a remote part of Australia. So they filmed in all this sort of in the forest, jungle, barren places in Australia, supposedly Australia. So the locations are all outer.
Mm. With the title Survive or Die, so I assume it's more of pahirapan.
Survive or Die kasi tungkol sa yung na-shipwreck sila sa remote part ng Australia, tapos they had to basically try to live, to survive. That's why Survive or Die. But I think really in film it's more about the spirituality. This, once you see it, it homes in into spirituality of different cultures, how they deal with wanting to survive. It's really moving. It's drama.
We're watching a collection of people who essentially were taken away from their homes or left their homes with nothing but the clothes on their back and have landed in the wilderness.
Yes.
Now imagine watching all of them, how each of them handles trying to survive with nothing.
Yes.
Is it sort of a story of migration as well?
It is always the storyline is about asylum seekers, refugees, and that get stranded, shipwrecked in the remote part of Australia.
One of the boats that managed to get through.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Let's talk about your role, Rico. You're Raju?
Yes, Raju. I definitely can't say too much about the character.
Yes.
Aside from he, obviously, along with everyone else, caught the boat and tried to cross to Australia. But if you can hear my voice in the trailer, and if you can actually connect it to the video, I'm sounding a little unhinged. And that's the crux of it. I don't have too much dialogue in the movie, to be fair. But what I do have, and it's a, like, I have a very visual character, and that's all you need to know.
That's why, like, watching the movie will really make our listeners really appreciate your role.
I hope so. I hope everyone enjoys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's a magical. I can't say anymore.
And Valino, as the lead. One of the lead actors. What's your role in here?
Oh, I play. Ano, ako yung kontrabida na naman.
Why are you always the kontrabida?
Best roles yung kontrabida roles. We have the best fun.
The pirate king.
Yeah. No, it's no. He's the captain of the boat. The you know, smuggling, a people smuggler.
You're a people smuggler. Mm. Oh my goodness. Mm.
Yeah.
If there is one thing that our listeners can get from the movie, ano yun?
It's about the spirituality of not giving up, and listening to your spiritual ancestors. It really goes into spiritual mode.
The,
I think
the themes and the issues that we're tackling, they're very current, especially with world events, especially with worrying about whether we can trust who we're bringing in or who we're coming in, rather.
Yeah.
Ignore where they're all coming from and just remember that they're all humans. Yeah. They all just want to live and survive.
Yeah.
It humanizes the, you know, the what people think of what an asylum seeker is, but it tells them the human side of their story.
It's not to just get in a country, but to really survive in all its aspects.
Yeah, and why? Why would they leave their beloved country?
Like, everyone thinks that leaving the country is the hard part. No, it's just arriving here.
And at the moment, siguro nagsisimula na sa bahagi ng Melbourne ang showing dahil first screening is in Melbourne, which is today, happening 10:30. So it must have started now. And the good thing is for Sydney, it's going to be next week.
Yes, tama. Next Sabado, next week, 12:30 sa Event Cinema sa Bondi Junction.
Packed house.
Yeah, what I've heard is that there's over 400 bookings already, and the cinema is, I think, only 140. So I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they'll have two sessions.
But my question is, bakit isa lang yung showing, like screening?
Kasi I think as part of the ACTA Film Festival, they have to, they're just screening the movie once in every major city.
Mm.
And then after that, once all the ACTA Film Festival is done, then maybe we'll have a general screening of the actual film.
The big public commercial.
Yeah.
Mm. And you're going to be attending the screening in Bondi Junction?
Yeah, I will be. So I'll be hiding somewhere in the crowd.
But for our kababayans, when they see you...
Oh, yeah. Kamusta inyo? Magkakamusta inyo kayo lahat.
You're bringing a lot of people to that screening.
Yeah.
And this film is directed by...
Daniel Okudua.
It's your second time with him, isn't it?
No, first time. Daniel is, a Nigerian filmmaker. And this is our first project together. He's co-directing with Mike Kang. He is the Korean Australian director. So I've worked with Mike, I think, 3 or 4 times already. So
it's your comeback with Mike, I should say.
Yeah.
Sa pelikan lang Survive or Die, kayo lang ba yung mga Filipino na kasama?
Kaming dalawa lang ni Rico, tama. Mm-hmm. Multicultural cast, Pinoy represent. Kaming ni Rico.
Kanina we were talking about getting more Filipino actors in Australian films. Madaling manghikayat pero mahirap actually, no?
It's mahirap dahil to get into mainstream or even independent films, you have to be talaga persistent. You have to have some kind of training as well, you know, talagang and you just need to be seen. You have to be resilient. Resilient. Yung hindi ko alam ang Tagalog ng resilient.
kumbaga tuloy lang ang laban.
Oh, laban. Walang susuko.
Rico, on your part, you've said that you've done several theater or plays.
Yes.
But is it really hard to penetrate the Australian film industry?
Yes and no. Like Fulina said, with mainstream, the funny thing is, with TV shows and films as they are, predominantly they're written with an Australian cast, a white Australian cast in mind. But because they're trying to appeal to the multicultural side, they'll have a singular multicultural role, a singular Asian role, for example.
Person, yeah.
Yeah. And then for that singular Asian role, you'll have dozens, perhaps hundreds of
applicants. Actors applying.
Filipinos, yeah. Or yeah, not even Filipinos, Koreans and Malaysians, etc., like dark-skinned, Southeast Asian descent. And they'll all be applying for the same role, but they won't be fit for any of the others. And normally it's not the lead even. So it's very rough. Like, we still got a way to go in Australian cinema to really get where we want to in terms of global, like we want to represent in Australian cinema, Australian multiculturalism as it really is, because Sydney is very diverse.
Yeah.
We got so many demographics. It's a pretty beautiful city. We want to see that in Australian cinema and Australian TV. We're just not there yet, but you know, we're getting
hopefully
there slowly.
Hopefully, we'll get there.
Hopefully,
yeah. Para sa mga aspiring to be actors, ano yung mapapayo mo sa kanila bilang isa ka sa mga Filipino actors dito sa bahagi ng Sydney, particularly, na medyo matagal na rin doing acting?
Yeah. Kung talagang gusto nyo maging actor, pursue itong trabaho na to, artist, you know, being an actor, I suggest do other jobs first and see if you like it. If not, talaga babalik kayo sa acting, then be good at it, you know, train, do some sort of work with different people, independent productions, you know, mainstream, get to know other artists, other actors, and then just keep working in different projects para you grow as an actor as well. You'll make a lot of mistakes. That's 100% truth. Maraming, you know, you'll fail a lot, but that's up to you if you want to keep going, you know. I think you just be prepared to fail 20 times to get one good gig, you know, even more. I think for me, I have failed 100 times to get one good gig. So just have to be thick skinned, talaga.
Mm. Yeah, but like success or failure, be genuine,
yeah,
be courteous.
Yeah.
Like, no actor is an island. Make sure that don't burn the bridges with the people that you work with, because you never know when you're going to cross paths again. Sometimes film and theater industry, it's very tight-knit circle.
Yeah.
With your experience, the two of you, are you looking to do any workshop that will help our kababayans or fellow Pinoys in acting?
You know what? I'm interested probably to start doing something like that. Talaga to meet, you know, new actors, writers, directors. Because I like working with, you know, new directors, new writers, new actors, Pinoy actors. So I think that will happen. I'm
in
not
the
sure
future.
When.
In the near future.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's all about, I think, growth with you know, especially in this industry.
Rico, you having grown in Australia, what's your advice to those of Filipino heritage who has grown in Australia but really want to pursue acting?
Commit. If you're going to act, really act. Don't think, oh, this is a side project and I'll dip my toes in and we'll see if I'm good or not, and then if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. Like, make it your passion. Like, people always say, if you love what you're doing, you'll never actually work a day in your life. If you want to act, make sure it's something you really want to do. Don't treat acting as your paycheck. It's not it. A lot of other jobs are a lot more stable, and, you know, Australian cinema could do with a bit of help in its payment section.
Mm.
But if you find that you can't do anything else, if 9-to-5 day jobs aren't for you, then perhaps acting is your calling.
Yeah.
And then don't look back. No matter your successes or your pushbacks, know that you were born to be an actor and that your name will be a credit.
It's either you survive or you die.
Then, yes, yeah.
No way about it. Yeah.
Invite again our listeners, Felino.
Yeah, sana po. You can support and watch this Sabado, the 15th of September, event cinema in Bondi Junction, 12:30. Brisbane as well, which is
the 23rd Sunday. Yeah. Event Cinema Brisbane City Myer Center.
Yes.
At syempre, maraming salamat sa pagpunta ninyo dito at survive or die.
Maraming salamat.
Samahan po ninyo kaming muli bukas. Ana Livela, tapos sa pangalan na ating mga samahan sa SBS Filipino, nagpapaalam sa inyo at pumabati ng isang maganda at ligtas na umaga.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's good to be back.
sbs.com.au